The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody! What's coming up on today's experience? Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but they have been making me laugh. They are funny, and you're even going to get a warning in the next 60 minutes on the trivia questions, so get ready for that sound that warns you. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Again, I've said this before, and I will say it again. Anytime you're watching the news and they talk about other news, it's not news. It's just like news that reports on news is not news. It's narcissism. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use? Probably won't, but we could if we decide to become doers of the word, not just hearers. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? That's the best question in all of Crawford Radio. Right there. Why does Spoon have a show? Good question. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That whole process, the up and down. I'll get to share with you a few things that happened to me in the last day or so. I think you will relate because they are personal, they are normal, they are part of the Christian experience, and one of our biggest goals is to encourage one another as we see the day approaching. The Lord's return is getting closer and closer, and for those Christians who are living like he's not coming back, you better be careful because not only is the Lord's return more sure than the foundation of the earth, but his return for you personally could be sooner than you know. Always be about the business of the Lord. Hey, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, if you've got a praise report or a prayer request or something you want to share that the Lord's working on in your life, we want you to have that opportunity. All you got to do is call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that phone call, it will be amazing Jennifer who answers. And it's just like you're walking on a rainbow. How's that? Is that a good one?
That is a good one. Nobody has ever said that about me before, so I'll take it. Thank you.
And it's recorded. I just want to point that.
It is. Yes, I have that saved forever.
That's right. And then she turns you over to me, and it's like sliding off the rainbow and back on the earth. Here's the bottom line to that. You reach out to us. You talk to us. We'll do our best to encourage you, help you, and bless you as much as we can. You can also text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. And you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David, not King David, just David, @hemustincrease.org. We tell you that because on our website, big announcement, there is something brand new at the top of the website right now. I just put it up 5 minutes ago. Oh. That's right. Now, I will explain more in the third segment of the show. We actually do six segments. But it is up there now. So we encourage you, by all means, to check out hemustincrease.org. HEMIS.org. Website, HEMIS.increase.org, HEMIS.increase.org. Email David at HEMIS.increase.org. Facebook, HEMIS.increase Ministry. YouTube, HEMIS.increase Ministry. All right, we're going to open up today's show. We have somebody that I know from my past, okay? And they are in critical condition, unfortunately. Just found out the other day from a text from my brother that one of our acquaintances way from the past, her name is Crystal. She's in the hospital, not doing good. So we just want to pray for her that the Lord will have mercy, because this is a very, very touchy situation. And if she does not get touched by the Lord, she is going to pass and go see him face to face. Now, I know that's better, but still we're praying for a miracle. So let's do it together. Father, we come before you now in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. We ask you for help from the Holy Spirit to help us pray wisely in this process. We're asking for Crystal's life. We know that she's had very, very, very hard time, and that her heart and her kidneys are really suffering. And we are asking for your abundant grace and your abundant mercy to reach into her heart. Let her not be bitter, but instead let her be renewed with hope. Please, God, we're beseeching you in the name of Jesus that you would bring life for Crystal. And we just lift her up before you and pray for your grace in this situation and for faith for all of those around her. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I will, in fact, keep you posted and let you know what is going on in that process, okay? Okay, it's all right. Okay, so today is Thursday, and Thursday is Read and Ramble. So we're going to play a little bit of a Read and Ramble, and then we're going to go back into Colossians, and then of course later on today we're going to be doing our Book of Acts thing. But let's see, you got the Read and Ramble right there? Let's roll.
Well, I'm ramming.
That's right. There you go. It's like dominoes. You just want to push the last one over and finish the word for Blinn, right? It's driving you nuts, right? Okay, here we go. So we were talking in Colossians prior, and I'm going to kind of do a build-up so we can get to the text. In the text, we last week talked about this. It says, "Do not lie with one another, since you have taken off the old self with its practices and put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge in the image of its creator." And so we talked about where you find the knowledge of the image of the creator. And the answer is in the word of God. Now look at this next verse, a little more challenging as we step into this. Here there is, this is the reference to the prior verse, here there is no Greek, no Jew, not circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. This, let me just say this ahead of time, this is in reference to the old man and the new man. And the reason that I bring that up and I'm making a big deal is this passage, as well as another passage in Galatians, as well as another passage in Ephesians, has been used to say, you see, in God, there's no difference between man and woman. There's no difference between any of the sexes. There's no difference between anything. So it doesn't matter whether you're transgender or not. And that's a passage they use, and this is a passage they use to justify it. So let's just talk about that from a theological point of view, and I want to give you the most astute possible answer you will ever hear from any theological person. Ready? That's my response, because the text has nothing to do with what they're talking about. This text has to do with our struggle of putting off the old and putting on the new, and it doesn't matter whether you're Jewish or Gentile or circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, male or female. For each and every one of us, it is a genuine struggle and pursuit to put away the old and to put on the new. That's what it's talking about. Look, I don't have an issue with people that want to have debates and so on and so forth. That part's okay. But you can't use scripture and twist it so that you're trying to justify your position. That's just not okay. So this portion that Paul is talking about and what he has in mind is, look, you're all going through this process, and you're all doing this together, which is kind of nice. We're one in the process of walking in the new. If you've ever gone to church and you've ever talked to somebody more than your typical response of, how you doing today? Fine. And then everybody goes and sits down. That's not really a lot of interaction, is it? Nope, not really. It's not a lot of interaction. But when you speak more than the, how you doing today? Fine. Engagement with other Christians. You get to find out that everybody goes through the, I'm trying to put off the old. I'm trying to put on the new. I've made some progress here. I haven't made some progress here. And could use some prayer for this. Could use some wisdom in this. And you find out that this is a together process. And that is exactly what Paul is talking about. He's talking about our oneness. And that's amazing because, you know, we have all these reasons to be divided. You want to talk about a reason to be united? Here it is. Learning to reflect Jesus Christ more and more each and every day that you live. That is our call. And we are there for one another, to encourage one another, to strengthen one another, to build up one another, to empower one another, to carry each other's burdens. And so Paul just going, you know, this whole thing, we're kind of all in this together. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, you know, you've got to be aware there's no Greek, there's no Jew, there's no circumcised, there's no uncircumcised, no Barbarian or Scythian, slave or free. It's Christ is all and in all, because it's all about being like Jesus Christ, period. And thus, that is the text. We come back, we'll pick up on the next, plus I'll talk to you about my announcement. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
It's because heaven is not some statuesque place where people go there and then freeze. Wait, I'm in heaven. I'm standing. Nope, I can't sit. Wait, no, I'm in heaven. I'm sitting. No, wait, I can't stand. Where does that kind of concept of heaven come from? Well, is he standing or is he sitting? I'm going to go with he's doing both. He's standing on this one. He's sitting on this one. Over there, he could be doing a Scooby-Doo act. I don't know what he's doing. All I know is that heaven is not about frozen people that don't move. And if we don't get a better handle on what heaven is, we're going to lose our communication of our hope to a hope that's based on 72 virgins, which guarantees you after 73 times, it's not the fun it was the 72 times. It's so ridiculous. And that's the hope we're not winning on? You have got to be kidding me.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, where I have two words for myself: therapy. Anyhow, so I was sending Kirk a text, and I sent it to Aunt Deb. It's just
we all do that.
Yeah, I mean, when you do it live on a show, you really do have to be pretty fast about the whole thing. All right, I'm gonna get the trivia question out, so let's get ready for that. And then, but then I need to make an announcement beforehand for those that are on the website and you're looking at the book. My wife said, do not make any apologies. Okay, I am just telling you. I'm still waiting for Bill M to kind of do some review on it, and that is not the last copy, but it is a free copy, so that's a nice thing. And there are some formatting or spacing issues. My response is, for free or 99 cents, get over it. Okay, there you go. Is that pretty much the way to tell it to people? Get over it.
That was kind of harsh.
Yeah. We are going to have the book in print, but the printer is like, that's not good. No, that's like, you know how that, it's just so weird. But the book is out there, so you can use it. I think only Eric is the one who got a copy of the original book from about 5 years ago. I did make almost 2,600 corrections. So there will be some problems with it. Again, I just don't want to hear it. About whom did Jesus say, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat? Da-da-da. Satan has asked to sift you as wheat. Who was he talking to when he said that? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. That would be the phone number to call in. You can also text in 214-210-8483. And then as well as you can email david@hemustincrease.org. Let's do our DNA real fast. It'll kind of be our last time to do it here, but let's do it. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. Daily. It says, let's like, you know, like a newspaper, the daily. What does that mean? Every day. See how that works? Every day you draw closer to the Lord, because when you don't, guess where you do draw closer? If you don't draw closer to the Lord, everywhere else you're not supposed to. The N stands for never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never, 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 never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never. You don't want Jesus ashamed of you. And then A, always be ready
to serve.
To serve, which means you need to be in a position where you're willing to serve God, honor him, and by doing that, you are loving other people. You just can't, there it is. You know, love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Well, there you go. There it is. All right, the trivia question once again, because I've been talking so much, about whom or to whom. There's that whom thing. To whom did Jesus say, Satan has asked to sift you like wheat? Who did he say that to? 972-445-0770 and then 214-210-8483. More on the book in the opening segment of the next hour. In the meantime, I want to get back to Colossians, because this portion right here, this is where I read scripture and I go, ow. Now, I know I'm the only person that reads the Bible and thinks, yeah. Here's what he says in verse 12. We're just talking about the fact that we're supposed to put off the old and put on the new, and that we're all together in this. There's no Greek, Jew, circumcised, uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, or free. Barbarian, by the way, is uneducated. That Christ is all and is in all. It's all about becoming more and more like Jesus. That's what everything's about. Then he says this in Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Get ready, because I wept when I was reading this. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, that's you and me, Clothe yourselves. Good. We're supposed to take off something and put on something else. Clothe yourselves. Oh, good. With what? What? What are we talking about, Paul? Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Compassion. Yeah, I'm doing too good there. Kindness. 50-50. Humility. Nowhere in sight. Gentleness. What's that? And patience. I'm not a doctor. I don't have any patience. Here's the problem. The problem is that's not even the worst. Many dropped this one at the end of the verse. And forgive any complaints you might have against one another. Oh my. See, I could really concentrate on the first five and skip the sixth one, and I think do pretty much a pretty good show on just the sixth one. We were talking about complaining yesterday to God. Here, Paul in the text is talking about us complaining about other people. Having complaints, it doesn't mean that they didn't do you wrong. Of course, they've done you wrong. I've been done wrong many, many times, and I've done wrong things, so I don't want you to get that wrong impression. But there is this greater character that follows Jesus Christ, and it's the one that says what Jesus said while he was on the cross and they were crucifying him. And keep in mind, Jesus was their creator. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. So he drops these six characteristics, and I'm not going past them because he goes into depth, and that'll be for next week when I'm really feeling bad. But he says, first of all, you got to clothe yourselves with compassion. And compassion means what? The best example of compassion that I've seen besides the life of Jesus is the moment where the guy who was the leper was asking Jesus to be healed, and Jesus had compassion on him, right? And touched him when he wasn't supposed to be touched. To me, compassion has to do with touching in places nobody else will touch. It's just he touched the leper. It was against the Roman law. It was against the Jewish law. He did it anyway because he cared. That's what Paul wants you to put on. I look at that and I go, I'm so far from that. It's not that I don't want to do that. I just am not there, and I want to do a better job. And there's times where, yet we have to be more compassionate. There's times you got to be firm, times you got to be like real. But there's this compassionate part where you stretch out and touch the leper, the person that nobody else will touch. It's just very powerful. Also, he mentions humility. I think we can all agree. I think you'll all agree with me right now. Not my strong suit. Let's just move on. Some of you, in fact, are very humble. Your spirits are very humble. I love you guys. I can't stand you because you're so good at it, but I love you. You see what I'm saying? I my family was not like that. I wasn't raised like that. That's why it's a constant thing between me and the Lord. Gentleness. There's times, you know, there's times where I think gentleness emerges for all of us. We have maybe a softer element to us. Patience is... patience is, I don't know. I think that's the reoccurring theme for every Christian, every trial. And then if we had patience, we'd be able to endure it, and we wouldn't have to go through the same trial again going, well, didn't we already? Here's when you know you don't have patience. When God puts you through the same trial another time, and you say, didn't we already go through this? That proves you don't have patience. As soon as you say, didn't we already do this? Haven't I always gone through this? Kindness, I think, is something that a lot more people have. I think it's easier to be kind in activities like driving. I know that's crazy. Or just really what it is, and Noelle and I have talked about this, it's a common courtesy to people. People that are in restaurants or that are in shopping markets, supermarkets or stores or driving and have no consciousness of other people are not courteous and they're not kind. It's like, oh, that's just true. But the last one's the one that I can't get the knife out. He says this. He says, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves, which means we're supposed to do it, with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive any complaints you may have against one another. Now, fortunately, in a certain sense, I'm not sure that this, you know, has to do with every realm of existence in the sense that there can be things that we're very dissatisfied with around us that are evil or darkness. And I don't think that's what he's talking about. I think really what's being talked about is whenever it says against one another, it has to do with the brethren, because the whole context is one another, brothers and sisters in the Lord. And I think what and you can take it further. I don't have any problem, or you could take it softer. I don't have a problem with that. But I believe the premise in Scripture is clear that we are supposed to, in regards to brothers and sisters, take those complaints and put them aside. And just say, I'm gonna be like Jesus, and I'm just gonna step up. And Jesus was willing to overlook, I guess would be the same thing, but look over things that were said to him and done to him. Remember, when they were making all these different statements, he didn't even respond with a word. In our country, in our society, we are taught to defend ourselves. It's not that Jesus couldn't have defended himself, and it's not that you can't defend yourself. It's making that conscious decision to be much more like Jesus and just let things go. Let it go. All right, fine. That's fine. And it's not easy to do, and sometimes it's frustrating. It happens at work. It happens at home. It happens at church. It happens everywhere. But we have to reflect Jesus more and more. We are called by God. We are the elect of God, and we have to put these things on. We have to have compassion. We have to have kindness. We have to have humility and gentleness and patience. We have to bear with one another. We have to forgive our complaints against one another. Because that's what God calls us to. All right?
Okay.
All right. About whom did Jesus say Satan has asked to sift you as wheat? Jesus was saying that to the Apostle Peter, which makes you think, what, the Apostle Peter, that Satan wanted to sift him like wheat? Isn't that just Old Testament stuff, Dave? No. That's the answer. No. New Testament stuff. Okay? Okay. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, top of the hour. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience, you say? I'll put it to you like this. Do you love a good joke that's pretty bad?
What do you call an animal that doesn't practice what it preaches? A hippocritopotamus. Come on.
Do you love being able to ask questions, comments, or having someone to pray for you?
If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness. We want it to have a chance.
And last but not least, do you love some trivia?
All right, we got our trivia question. Who made clothes out of leaves that were sewed together? Somebody want to answer the trivia question? Oh, okay, hold on. Here you go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
We're talking to Mary.
This is Al.
This is Brother Ace.
This is Eric.
This is Deborah.
Now, if that doesn't make you curious, maybe you should tune in and check it out for yourself.
Think of me as the big brother that won't go away.
That's me.
Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 1:30 p.m. on 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Hey, jing-a-dee-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jing-a-dee-jing, the Italian Christmas Donkey, la, 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 la,
oh, that is,
la, yeah. La, 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 la.
You asked for zany, my friend.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. So we, being not completely unlike, you know, Christmas Vacation in Chevy Chase and so on and so forth, we got a really big tree, slapped it up on the car. Of course, it scratched the car to no end. Remember, I'm Jewish, and I'm trying to follow the Christmas holiday. It's got nothing to do with my Christianity. I like Christmas. I like the season and so on and so forth. I have no problem celebrating any specific time, picking a time, and we're as close as we can be celebrating the birth of Christ. It's awesome. It's a great time of year. But you're talking about me fighting a tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I hack off a few branches. And unfortunately, what I hacked off with the axe wasn't enough, because I was right there again holding the Christmas tree with my feet on the door trying to pull it in. Hey, you know what? The Christmas tree was not coming in. So you know what I did? I hacked off a few more pieces. But then instead of just trying to pull the tree in, I hacked off a few more pieces. By this point, I have decided that Christmas is a pagan holiday that only people who are supporting Christmas presents have created, and Jewish people who believe in Jesus should not be celebrating Christmas, and I'm crashing the tree, and I've got the act up, and I'm crushing it, and I'm going to get this tree in, and you would not believe it, but after doing that for 15 minutes, I still could not get the tree in the house.